CITR presents the radio drama Canon in D Major, written by Elmer Weens, with Rosemary Anderson as Beverly and Elmer Weens as Edwin.
I like to listen to classical music between sessions with my clients. Tell me, Edwin, have you been to a psychologist before?
Not professionally. I mean, I've known psychologists. Nancy. I lived with her some years back. She was. She used to play that same piece by Pachelbel, Canon in D Major, whenever we were having sex.
Your doctor said you were having crying jags. The one who referred you. She said you think your wife, Jennifer, was having an affair and that you were very angry about it.
Yes. I found a bunch of text messages on her cell phone from some guy called Mike. On Jennifer's cell phone. Not on Nancy's, I mean. Your music has me a bit on edge. That was a long time ago. Nancy, I mean.
Let's focus on Jennifer, your wife. Were the text messages sexually explicit?
Not exactly. There were so many of them. Short comments, like baby, and the names of places like Whistler, and I think dates, like months. Places she'd been to then.
That doesn't seem very sexual. How is it you were checking on her text messages?
We were all at the pool. I went to the kitchen to get a drink. Her cell phone was plugged in, getting charged. It was vibrating on the counter, so I picked it up, and curious, I looked at it. Then I found all the other messages from Mike. I've never looked at her phone before. So then I wrote down Mike's phone number from her directory, and then I went outside and said in a loud voice, "There is a text message there from Mike." Jennifer's sister, Anne, and Anne's husband and kids were also there. Where was I? It was Sunday afternoon. Our neighbor, the guy next door, we live in an apartment block, was there too. This is where it gets hairy. That music always makes me think of Nancy. Nancy.
Are you calling me Nancy? It's Beverly. The music. You told everyone at the pool that Mike left text messages for Jennifer.
Right. So right away, Jennifer ran off to the apartment. Stan, Anne's husband, and the girls were playing around in the pool. Anne gave me a funny look then. Barry, the guy next door, was suntanning, lying on a lounge chair. This was in June, 4 months ago.
How did Jennifer explain the text messages? Did she deny she was having an affair?
Not exactly. She told me that evening that she and Mike had been engaged after high school, and that he wanted to get to know her again after they reconnected at their high school reunion last year. I didn't go back to Ontario with her for that. Anne, Jennifer's sister, wouldn't tell me anything about Mike, but Jennifer didn't know that, although Anne never seems to say anything about that. That was the first time I heard Jennifer had been engaged then. Everyone else must have known about it then, like everyone in her family.
I'm hearing a lot of that's and then's in what you're saying. How does Jennifer's sister have anything to do with her having an affair? Can you focus?
That's Jennifer now. She said she would join us here. I always hear her bell before she arrives home after work. She rides a bike to and from work and rings it outside in the back lane when she gets home.
A bell? I don't have your wife scheduled today. What else did you do after Jennifer told you about Mike?
Right, and this is the part that involves my neighbor, Barry. I used the internet to check on the numbers, and when I called the text message number, I got Mike's work voicemail at the Ontario Provincial Police. He's a detachment commander there. And a few months after I'd told them all at the pool that an OPP detachment commander was texting Jennifer, Barry was arrested at the scene of a gangland slaying with a gun and cocaine in his possession.
Let me get all this straight. I need to know what you are saying. You told all of them that Sunday at the pool that Mike was an OPP detachment commander, including Barry? And later Barry, your neighbor, was arrested as a gangster at a murder scene?
Right. That's the music again. Are you doing that, or is it coming from next door someplace? Do you know Nancy? Were they using our apartment to bug Barry? I mean the OPP. That's why the thing with Barry is weird. And what's with that music? That's Jennifer coming down the hall. I hear that every evening when she comes home. She can verify all this.
I'm not hearing any footsteps. Are you hearing things, Edwin? I don't know who you mean by Nancy. And who do you think is bugging your neighbor? I thought this session was about you and the affair you think your wife is having. If this has something to do with gangsters and violence, I have to contact the police. I have to get this. These documents need my urgent attention. Go on, Edwin. I'll just peruse this. Just a sec. Weird.
Are they from the police? I thought I saw a uniform. I was sure it was Jennifer. Is she in the waiting room? Is that from the OPP? Is Mike going to lose his job? He was using police equipment to facilitate an affair with my wife. Is Jennifer still mad because I called her boss at the hospital about the affair? Jennifer said the text messages I saw weren't even from Mike, but from some other OPP guys who wanted to know who Mike was calling. Why is the OPP investigating gangsters here in B.C.? Did they know that we were living next door to a gangster? Why didn't the Vancouver police or RCMP tell us about it? She said they wanted to know what their boss was doing. Barry always seemed like a good guy. I thought he was always going out late at night because he worked in a restaurant. Susan, the woman he lived with, was nice too, except I wondered about her and her friends because of all the tattoos. I thought they were just trying to look tough. For a while there, it seemed like Jennifer wanted me to befriend them because she says I'm not congenial enough. That's what happened with Nancy. I was too congenial with other women. That's why we broke up. We were never married, Nancy and I, and technically we didn't live together because we maintained separate apartments, although we were together constantly. I was married before, though. That was with Dorothy during my 20s. But I didn't break up with Dorothy because of Nancy. This was because of Penny and Carrie and Sherry. This is starting to sound a bit crazy, but it was spread over quite a while. Dorothy and I were married for 5 years. After we separated, I was essentially single for 7 years. I lived in a number of cities because of my work. That's why I was always hooking up with women and breaking up with them. Sometimes I get nauseous thinking about
Edwin,
them all.
Edwin, I'm going to have to stop you there. You're rambling. You're here to talk about your feelings about yourself and Jennifer. These papers I've just received are from Jennifer's doctor. She faxed them to me. Jennifer told her that she told you what she did, that she was up in Whistler with Mike last August and this May when she was organizing volunteers for the Winter Olympics. She wants you to be okay. Are you maybe bringing in your neighbor and his problems with the police and Nancy just in order to avoid dealing with Mike and Jennifer?
I don't know why I'm talking about that now. It seems to me the thing with my neighbor can't be a coincidence. And now when I think of Nancy and how I screwed up there, I get depressed. I don't want to go through all that again. But maybe I will have to like them. although this is starting to seem more like what happened to my first wife, Dorothy and me, and I don't want that.
You just confirmed that you're depressed. That's a start. You also seem rather angry. Angry and depressed.
Because isn't that normal?
Our time's up, Edwin. I have another client coming in now. You need some medication for your depression. I'm going to recommend to your doctor that you have a referral to a psychiatrist, confirming her own assessment of you.
You have been listening to the radio drama Canon in D Major, written by Elmer Weems. The part of Beverly was played by Rosemary Anderson. Edwin was played by Elmer Weems.